He is on the scene in the Big Apple, Times Square, Oregon, prepping to play Iowa tomorrow night. And yeah, that sounds familiar. He's the host of Duck Insider, of course, the voice of Duck Baseball and Basketball. Joey Mack, how's life in the Big Apple?
So far, good, Steve. I hope that you don't mind a little bit of natural New York noise. I'm hoping that it's going to make you feel like you're right back at home.
I feel great. And you are in one of the loudest places in the world. So I know you're in the city, but you made it to Jersey last night, into Newark, the Prudential Center, which once upon a time, 12, 15 years ago, yeah, you wouldn't want to be there, but Penn's Devils, what did you think of the facility and the whole atmosphere?
It was awesome. The facility itself was great. I'll tell you, the atmosphere was a little odd. It was one of the quietest hockey games I've ever been to. And I don't know, maybe just because it was a Tuesday and, you know, it wasn't the best environment, but it was a little funky, actually. But it was a nice facility, really nice facility. I want you to know, Steve, a bunch of people that know nothing about riding public transit and riding the subway, we figured out how to get from Penn Station to Newark and back. And nothing bad happened to us. We were very impressed.
No, that's and that's also a new trip. Once upon a time, you'd have had to have. No, it wouldn't have been pleasant. They've made it easy. Newark's become a hub. So, correct in a suit. Wow, that sounds good. So I know as a Bay Area guy. So you've been to see the Sharks. This wasn't your maiden voyage to the NHL.
Oh no. Yeah, I've been to quite a few. Actually, it's kind of funny. The Sharks are actually the first team that I covered as a member of the media. When I was doing a high school internship, I covered the San Jose Sharks. So NHL is the first thing that I ever covered as a member of the media.
That's awesome. All right, there are more pressing issues. I know before you left, you put out feelers looking for quality dining. So you've been there about 48 hours. Have you found proper pizza? What overall, what's been the culinary experience and what's on tap for tonight?
We did find proper pizza, a place called Bravo's that is a block away from Madison Square Garden, just across the street adjacent from our hotel. Awesome pizza, ate way too much, and even ate the leftovers for breakfast this morning. I was very impressed. We don't know what's on tap for tonight. If you have any recommendations, we're walking from Times Square back toward Madison Square Garden. You know me, Steve, I'll take a good thing if you can give me something.
Well, you know, you're at Times Square, you're in the theater district, so if you picked a type of food and just Googled pre-show Brazilian, Italian, I mean, you'll get it all at your fingertips. But anyway, now that we have the critical itinerary of your trip, have you had a chance? I mean, have you been to the Garden? I know it's your first time. And do you have that grasp that as you're sitting courtside where legends like Marv Albert, Chick Hearn, Bill Shonley, all the college games, I mean, you'll be sitting where they've been?
Yeah, it hasn't really hit me yet. I've definitely thought about it. This is a bucket list kind of thing for me. You know, as a broadcaster, there's definitely been some legends that have been there and some legendary games that have been there. And, you know, basketball players always call it the Mecca. And maybe the best description I have of just how impactful this is, there's a lot of highly touted guys that are on this Oregon team. There's a lot of guys that, of course, have watched basketball forever and want to play in Madison Square Garden as a professional. And this is usually also a generation that has their headphones in and they're either taking a nap or, you know, looking at something on their mobile device as we're all on the bus. But it wasn't that way when the Ducks arrived here and drove by Madison Square Garden on the bus. Their heads were up. They were looking around, taking in all the sights. And as soon as Madison Square Garden showed up, Lou King, who, of course, is from New Jersey,
right,
he called this the greatest city ever. And he proceeded to then tell everyone just how mammoth Madison Square Garden is. And it was like you had Santa Claus telling everyone a story. That's how much everyone was paying attention. I mean, it was unreal, honestly. It was a cool moment for me to see just the excitement and sort of the awe that the players felt when they saw it for the first time. And I kind of had that a little bit, too, as a broadcaster. We haven't been inside Madison Square Garden yet. The Ducks practiced at Baruch College today. We'll be in there tomorrow for shoot around at 11:15 Pacific time, and that'll be the first time I think it'll kind of sink in a little bit. It should be fun.
No, when you consider Penn Station and the Felt Forum and the shopping, there's a magnitude to the Garden that you don't see everywhere. All right, let's get to some Duck hoops. You know, the first two games, you know, those kind of non-conference matchups you expect to handle at home, Big Sky teams. Now, obviously, Iowa's out of the Big Ten, who has not played a really big schedule. They were not very good last year, but when you're talking with the guys and the coaches, kind of what's the word about the caliber of this Hawkeye team?
Well, it's a veteran team, and maybe the biggest takeaway from last year's team is they weren't always healthy, that Iowa squad, but that Iowa team also took a eventual Final Four team in Michigan into overtime in the Big Ten tournament and gave them everything they wanted. So I think that when healthy and now a little bit more experienced, this is a good team. This is going to be a tough team for the Ducks to deal with because it is such a clash of veteran and experience versus youth and inexperience. They're only going to play one freshman, Iowa will, and he's a good player. But for the most part, this is a team that is physical, disciplined, not going to beat themselves, and they like to put up a lot of shots. There might be a lot of points scored in this game. You know, one of the messages from Dana Altman has been for the Ducks that they want, Iowa, that is, they want to score in the 90s, and they want to put up points. And Coach Altman said, we want to do that too, but we're going to be the team that guards. We're going to be the team that plays defense. And so it's kind of interesting just hearing those thoughts from Coach Altman that there might be a lot of points scored in this one. Iowa, though, a disciplined team, I think that their posts might give Oregon's posts problems, and they're going to put up a lot of threes. So definitely transition defense is going to be a key for the Ducks.
Now, what's been the word from the coaches about, and I guess some of the more experienced players you talk to on the Ducks, whether it be Bol Bol, Okoro, Will Richardson? I know it's early, but having gone through camp and a couple games, how are they talking about how the freshmen are kind of coming along and fitting in?
I think that Bol has done what the coaches want him to for the most part. Maybe the number one thing with him is the coaches, and I think Bol as well, would like to see a little bit better physical shape out of Bol, and I think staying out of foul trouble is probably the biggest thing for him, and I think this is going to be a real test for that against Iowa. Will Richardson, I think the Ducks have been very happy with his contributions, especially with the fact that he's still dealing with a foot injury that's only limited him to play about 5 or 6 minutes a half. But otherwise, though, I think the Ducks have been very, very happy with what they're getting from Will Richardson. And Francis Okoro might be the biggest one that's kind of been, wow, he's just so physical in the post. He's just so good on the glass, and he plays so hard. I think the Ducks are very, very happy having an option like that coming off the bench. You know, I think the jury's still out on Lou King. He's still working his way back from a knee injury. The Ducks hope to have him back as soon as possible, I would imagine. He's a very, very skilled player. I can see that just from him kind of messing around with a basketball while working his way back. We'll see what happens with Lou, but I can tell you that I think this freshman class is as advertised. The question's going to be how fast they can come along in terms of experience and not make those freshman mistakes.
I want to hit one football thing. I saw you and Rob posted the video from Monday before you headed east, and you were talking about the offensive line, and you knew heading into the Utah game, Hansen's out a half, Throckmorton now plays every position. Logical to say that some of the issues running the ball, it's just got to be because of you incorporate injuries, which brings instability.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think that one thing that this is the silver lining for the Ducks is that Coach Cristobal has played a bunch of different guys in a lot of different positions, not just in fall camp, but also as the season has gone on. And, you know, Coach said that when Penei Sewell went down, he really started to mix and match the positions a little bit more. And I think you've seen the benefits of that. Calvin Throckmorton can obviously play every position known to man on the offensive line. And, you know, guys like Alex Forsyth have been able to give the Ducks a little bit of depth, even though he hasn't been in a game. I think that he's a guy that has played multiple positions in practice, and the Ducks have listed him at different spots on the depth chart at different positions. And then Coach also said that Jacob Capra is a guy that can play a few different positions. So, yeah, dealing with injuries has definitely been not ideal, but maybe the silver lining and perhaps one of the benefits of Coach Cristobal's ideals of playing 8-9 guys, they have had to do that, whether they wanted to or not. And so I think they're a little bit more battle-tested, a little bit more ready for it especially if Stephen Jones isn't able to go, as he's still in concussion protocol. The Ducks are definitely going to have another left tackle, and it's probably going to be Calvin Throckmorton or George Moore, another guy that has all the talent in the world. So, yeah, I think there's definitely been some attrition on that line that's hurt them, and Arizona State's going to get after it. This is not going to be an easy game for the Ducks. Although Oregon plays much better at home, this is an Arizona State team I think that's dangerous in all the right places. You got a veteran quarterback. You got a very good receiver in N'Keal Harry, and watching Dylan Mitchell go against N'Keal Harry is going to be really fun for me to watch. I think those are the best two receivers in the conference. So it's going to be a tough test for the Ducks all the way around against the Sun Devils.
No question. Folks, he'll be sitting courtside at Madison Square Garden tomorrow. The IMG pregame is 5:30. Tip it off against Iowa at 6. Joey, appreciate the check-in. Enjoy your time there. Travel safe. And I guess if you're awake, I'll look forward to speaking with you Saturday morning at Sam's Place.
Yeah, we'll see. I land at 12:30, Steve. 4 a.m. Pacific time departure from JFK, landing at 12:30. So I look forward to seeing you, and I'll try and make sure that I have ample amounts of caffeine. And thanks for letting me give you a call while I'm in Times Square. This is pretty cool. I hope it didn't sound too bad for you back there.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's awesome. I'm really happy you're getting to experience this, man. Travel safe and enjoy.
Thanks, Steve. Talk to you soon.
All right, take it easy.